ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Komolov is a clear leader over Ireland, and he's done it. It felt like a date with destiny for the youngster. He was completely in control. And his coach, Paul Young, wins consecutive stall gifts after winning one himself. It's a special spot.
Femi Komolafe is 21, a medical student, and in 12.025 seconds won $40,000 on the weekend. On the same bill as the 100-metre silver medalist from the Paris Olympics, Sha'Carri Richardson, and 60-metre sprint world record holder Christian Coleman, Komolafe won the men's stall gift. Richardson, perhaps unsurprisingly, won the women's race, but she also brought a lot of eyeballs to an event in regional Victoria. Athletics is having something of a boom in Australia, and if the weekend is anything to go by, we are maybe only scratching the surface of what this country can deliver with a home Olympic Games on the horizon. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Femi Komolafe won the men's stall gift on Monday off 5 metres. Firstly, congratulations. How did it feel to chase down the field and cross that line first?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, it's been such a big event that in my mind for a while. But yeah, just to be able to do it finally, great feeling.
It's an incredible achievement, but you almost kind of didn't make it because you had a hamstring injury that you were rehabbing in the lead up to this event. How much work did you have to put in to actually just get to the start line?
Yeah, a lot. So I've had hamstring problems, you know, for a while. I've pulled it a few times. I pulled it maybe in February, just at training. I was coming back from shin splints, actually, so I hadn't been able to train for a little bit there. And then I started running, and then I pulled it, which was a bit frustrating because I'd been doing all the work to strengthen it in the gym, and it was a bit surprising. I was after that, I was a bit, you know, disheartened. I thought maybe I wasn't going to be as much of a chance at stall this year, and, you know, just have to see what I can do in future years. But I think mainly the news that Coleman was coming was really what triggered me to, you know, to really give it my all and really try and, like, you know, work towards getting ready and getting right for stall. I mean, I had maybe like 4 weeks or a month. It was March the 1st that I heard the news, and I had 4 weeks to just, like, basically train every day just about and get massages as well. A lot of gym work, a lot of just running. It was hard work, but, you know, it was able to make it happen.
What was it about Christian Coleman that made you go, okay, I'm going to put everything into rehab. This is the year that I race the stall gift and, I mean, eventually take it out?
Yeah, he was probably one of my first inspirations to really take sprinting seriously in the first place. I watched him in 2019 live when he was running at Doha at the World Championships. Watched him win the 100 metres in 9.76, which is like one of the fastest time ever.
Gatlin's trying to go with him, but it's going to be Coleman's night here in the night sky of Doha. He's in a class of his own.
And yeah, that was really inspiring. I remember watching that. It was like so exciting. And then, yeah, to hear he was coming down to just the stall gift in Australia, like, you know, so surprising. I'm like, wow, this is like maybe one of my only chances ever, like, you know, even perhaps like race against him. So I knew I just had to make it happen.
Did you get to meet him and pick his brain and spend much time talking to him?
Yeah, I did. I ran into him at the cafe earlier on Sunday, which was nice. I got a photo with him. And then after I went run, I won. I also was able to just have a little chat, not too long, but, you know, just able to at least, you know, introduce myself again and then get a photo as well. It was wonderful.
To see people like him and, you know, mentioned Sha'Carri Richardson, who came down silver medalist in the 100 metres, won the women's event. What was it like to see those two go to work at an event like the stall gift?
It was amazing, yeah. You know, I mean, they warmed up mainly in a different track, but then they would come down to, like, you know, the oval and get to finish up their warm-ups. And, yeah, seeing them, like, you know, do their warm-ups was, like, even just a thing in itself. I mean, I think a lot of, you know, other, you know, semi-pro athletes, you know, we have maybe a 30-minute warm-up. He's just constantly going, like, you know, doing runs. And it's just like, it's just a different experience, kind of awe-inspiring, honestly, to watch them, see them in person, especially his start as well, seeing him do his block starts. You know, that's the 60-meter world record holder. It's like, it's electric.
The start is absolutely key. Coleman's got away well. And this time, perhaps it's not going to be Lyles, or is it? Coleman! Coleman reclaims the crown. He got the start he needed.
Did you learn anything? Did you pick up anything just by watching them?
Yeah, I did. Well, to be honest, I've got a video of him doing his block start, like, you know, on my laptop in slow-mo. I use that to study already. So, I mean, I've seen it again and again. But seeing it in person, you know, it's just, I guess, even more so.
Having watched the event and seeing, I guess, the star power that guys like Christian and athletes like Shikari bring to an event like this, how important is it, do you think, to have these global stars coming to things like the Stawell GIF? What does it mean, I suppose, for the Australian athletics community?
Yeah, I think it's huge, honestly. I mean, so firstly, for the Stawell GIF, it brings so many more eyes to the sport and to Stawell as well. I think, I don't know the numbers exactly, but I'd assume that viewership was at an all-time high, you know, at least higher than it's been in the last few years after Gout last year and Coleman and Shikari.
Shikari's starting to wind up. Nielsen's got a big lead. Shikari's running her down, running her down. It's so close. She's got up. She's come from the clouds. It's one of the moments we will never forget. Stawell has its most famous winner ever.
I think, like, you know, obviously it really elevates Stawell GIF, but then also just athletics in Australia in general. I mean, there's so many young up-and-coming athletes, you know, teenagers, they would, like, you know, get photos and get really inspired by seeing them all the way in Australia. I feel like that's probably going to inspire it and a new generation of athletes in Australia, and just great to see.
It's a big time for athletics in Australia. You mentioned Gout, and there's been some really great performances on the world stage, not just in sprinting, but in distance running. Jess Hull as well is really impressive, and some of the field events too. We've got an Olympics in 2032 in Brisbane. Do you think that things like this in the lead up to something like that really does bring eyeballs to a sport that hopefully will take centre stage for Australians in Brisbane?
Yeah, I think it will. I think Australia in general in athletics is kind of going through a renaissance or a golden age. And we've got so many, like, you know, new athletes, you know, who are like breaking records. Obviously, it's Gaukau. Lachlan Kennedy is also, you know, one of the only Australians to run under 10 seconds recently, ever. And he did that last year.
Kennedy in front, Gout coming hard, hard, hard. We've seen it before and he's done it again. He's brilliant. He really is. And Gout acknowledges the fact that at the moment, Lockie is the number one.
And then Cam Myers as well. We've got, like, so many new, like, talents coming through. And I think, yeah, Brisbane's going to be really exciting. I think Australian athletics is going through a big period.
Where do you see yourself in that group of young athletes?
Oh, well, I mean, I've always dreamed of, you know, going to the Olympics as well. I think it's, you know, it's becoming a lot more of a likelihood, not obviously, maybe not running in the individuals, but I think I could perhaps make a relay team. That'd be a great achievement for me. But yeah, judging off the times I ran at Stawell, you know, it's not too far. I keep my training regime, you know, intact.
Your coach Paul Young has coached back-to-back Stawell GIF winners, having coached John Evans last year as well as winning it himself in 1985. What does he bring to your training? What do you think he saw in you that, you know, saw you win a Stawell GIF?
He's invaluable. I mean, I wouldn't be, like, you know, anywhere near where I am if it wasn't for him. He was the one that picked me up. Picked me out at old schools back in 2021. That was when I first started, like, you know, sprinting mainly. And yeah, he's like, he just, you know, his belief in me and his willingness to come and just help me out, you know, pick me up for trainings and take me to meets in Victoria, drive all the way here. It's really what's allowed me to, like, you know, do everything I've been able to do in the sport. I'm just totally grateful for him.
You're 21. You're also studying medicine. You just won a Stawell GIF. You've got half an eye on a relay team at the Olympics in Brisbane. How do you manage to split your time? Do you think studies might take a back seat to maybe focus on athletics with something like what happened on the weekend?
Yeah. It's hard to juggle all of them. But I mean, yeah, depending on, like, you know, how my time's going, how I, like, you know, progress over the next few years. I could, like my cousin, he also studies medicine. He takes on a year to, like, you know, do his PhD as he's studying. So that might be an option to, like, you know, obviously give myself a little more time to still progress my, you know, medical career, but then also train a bit more. So I've been thinking about that. It shouldn't be too bad. I mean, I've been able to manage it so far. It's, like, you know, just a bit of more of a time sink.
A little bit of a work-life balance might have to come into play in the next couple of years. You also take home $40,000 for winning the Stawell GIF. Have you thought about where that might go?
Mainly I'm just thinking of trying to invest it. I'll take some of it to just keep in my pocket, you know, spend not all at once, but I think the bulk of it, I'll try and put in some sort of investment. I'm still trying to figure that out, honestly. Yeah.
That's a very sensible answer for 21, and I don't think I would have given the same answer if someone had handed me $40,000 at age 21. You're driving back to Adelaide today. What does the recovery look like? I don't know if spending 8 hours in the car is the right way to recover from a Stawell gift win.
Yeah, it's not, honestly, but, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, I suppose. But, you know, I have hour stops and, you know, maybe do a few warm-ups just to keep my legs moving.
Little bit of stretching for the drive back. Femi Komolafe, congratulations and thank you so much for your time today. Well done on the weekend.
Thank you.
Headlines. AFL and an epic Easter Monday clash between Hawthorn and Geelong rounded out an extra long weekend of footy with the Hawks taking the Chocolates by 1 point at the MCG. Elsewhere in the league, St Kilda forward Lance Collard is set to face a disciplinary hearing on Thursday for an alleged homophobic slur in a VFL match against Frankston. Collard has denied using an offensive slur, and so the tribunal will be tasked with determining whether that is the case. In the NRL, the league sent a warning to Parramatta skipper Mitch Moses, reminding him to stay civil when speaking to match officials after an incident in their Easter Monday Golden Point loss to the Wests Tigers.
Well, you'll never guess, Andrew, Mitch Moses up there complaining about the call, but when you look at the replay, they weren't just a little bit offside.
Peter Goff trying to get players away, and unfortunately, we've seen this with the Roosters and James Tedesco. When the captain sets such a bad example of arguing with the referee, the other players follow suit.
The warning doesn't come with a fine or suspension. Golf and Australia's number two ranked player Jason Day has spoken about the hole that will be left by Tiger Woods at this year's Masters event following the five-time champion's arrest last week.
It just shows the human element and the human side of someone that is struggling with some sort of an addiction. And he's not immune to it just because he can hit a golf ball really well. You know, he was my hero growing up. The reason why I play golf is because of this tournament and Tiger. You know, it's hard to see him go through what he's going through, and especially under the microscope. It must be hard to be who he is.
Woods has reportedly checked himself into a rehabilitation clinic in Switzerland, so won't be at Augusta National this weekend. And Tim David might not have scored a contract with Cricket Australia for 2026, but he did score 70 off 25 balls in the IPL to help his Royal Challengers over the Chennai Super Kings.
Huge! What a 50 this is from Tim David. Second 56 sixes in this innings, and it's got up just 21 balls.
Not bad. I'm Poppy Penny and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne. Thanks to World Athletics, Channel 7, The Stawell Gift and Fox Sports for the extra audio used in this episode.